Hey y'all, and welcome back to my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the ways that you need to help establish and build your business credit. I know there's a lot of people out there that talk about how they got this new car or all of these platinum credit cards, and you know, they just come out the woodwork saying they have this and that, but they don't show you the process. Now, this is just a short, simple podcast today on just five basic, simple steps that you need to start your business credit in the beginning. Well, first, obviously, you know, you have to establish your credibility, you know, set up your LLC, your C-Corp, S-Corp, or whatever entity you choose. Get your EIN, get you a domain name and a professional email, and then set up your business licensing in your state if possible. Some states don't require it, but others do. Then you need a physical address or a virtual address. All of this goes together when it's time to get ready to go get a bank account, or you need to show your vendors your proof of who your business really is and things of that nature. The second step, you're going to want to get some credit report. You're going to get set up with nav.com, Dun & Bradstreet. They have Equifax Small Business and Experian Small Business. I believe there's maybe some others out there that you can look into to decide what's best for you. And after you set up your DUNS number, then you'll like be on their list and their registry, and it shows more credibility and helps with your credit reporting as well. The third thing you're going to want to do is establish vendor credit. This means you want to get approved for initial trade lines with like a net 10 or 30 or whatever the trade lines report. You have to discuss that with them. It depends on what business it is. They have different trade line vendors such as Uline, Office Depot, Granger, Strategic Network, Reliable Office Supplies, and more. You could just simply do a Google search on net 30 or 60 vendors that you could work with. Okay, step four, this is when you're going to be able to access high-limit store credit cards. Where you just be able to use your EIN only, and those will be for stores such as like Amazon, Walmart, Sam's Club, stores like that. And this is when you will leave your Social Security number off your application, and you won't have to worry about them doing a PG to your real credits and to your real name that you're on. And then the last thing you need to do, or that you will receive once you have all your business credit established and set up, and you have about 10 accounts on there reporting, you can go ahead and do your fleet/cash credit cards and financing. You can get your fleet cards. You can do auto repairs on there. You can get your Visas and MasterCards, your Platinum ones, do American Express and Bank of America and whichever ones that you need according to how well established you are again. You can get auto vehicle leasing and loans. And if you need loans to help build, get capital for your business, you can get anywhere from up $150,000 to $500,000. It will become available to you and your business. So thanks for listening. This was just a little basic rundown of what you need to help you build your business credit and be successful. Happy businessing.